This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Survivor 48 is here, and alongside it, we're bringing you a brand new season of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. If you're a Survivor superfan, you won't want to miss this deep dive into every episode where we break down how we designed the game, the biggest moves, your burning questions. It's the only podcast that gives you inside access to Survivor that nobody else can. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.
It is time now for today's Strawberry Letter. And if you need advice on relationship, dating, work, sex, parenting, and more, please submit your Strawberry Letter to SteveHarveyFM.com and click Submit Strawberry Letter. We could be reading your letter live on the air, just like we're going to read this one right here, right now. And you never know, this one right here could be yours.
Buckle up and hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is, Strawberry Letter.
Subject, thank you, nephew, because I just heard uncle. I didn't hear buckle. I didn't hear that B. Subject, he moved her in to take care of me. Dear Stephen Shirley, my husband and I have been married for 4 years, but we've been together for 12 years. We've been back and forth with a lot of our decisions. At first, we didn't think we had to get married to make our relationship work. I changed my mind and wanted a wedding. Now, here we are, after saying we did not want any children, we have a 4-month-old daughter. I'm 43, so as you know, it's harder for older moms. I went back into the office a month ago. My husband is a flight attendant, so his schedule is all over the place. He suggested that one of our good friends move in temporarily to help us with our daughter. She's divorced and in between jobs, so he offered to pay her. I thought it was a sweet gesture, but now I'm sick of her. Honestly, I'm sick of both her and my husband, and it's only been 2 weeks. I can't focus while I'm working because I'm worried about what's going on with my baby, my husband, and our friend while I'm not at home. There is a nice day bed in our baby's room, but our friend chooses to sleep on our couch so she can watch TV at night. She's more of my husband's friend than mine, so I expected him to tell her to sleep in the bed and not on our other furniture. But I should have known he wouldn't do it because they sit up all night kicking and playing cards. I can hardly sleep now because if they get quiet in the living room, I go peek in there to make sure nothing's going on. She is more of a problem than a helper. How do I break the news to her that she's got to go? How do I get my husband to be okay with my decision? Well, that's going to be a tough one because you said he's more your husband's friend than yours. But what? why are you acting like this isn't your house and you have no say in what goes down in your house? Because it is your house and you need to speak up. Your husband is not going to do it. Obviously, he hasn't done it yet. It's only been 2 weeks, but she's supposed to be helping, right? I think he's enjoying it way too much having her there. And what I thought she was supposed to be helping you and with the baby and stuff. What happened with that? This woman, this friend of you guys, of your husband's, has overstepped and overstayed her welcome. I think you need to talk to your husband. Let him know that it is time for his friend. She's his friend now to go, because in the beginning of the letter, she was both of your friend. Now she's just his friend. The problem is she doesn't have a job to get a place of her own, but I'm sure she has other friends and relatives that can help her out. You're starting to feel very uncomfortable in your own home. You can't sleep. It's true that she and your husband are way too close for comfort, and you shouldn't trust them. Whatever they call themselves doing when it gets quiet, you should have a problem with that. Steve?
Well, Shirley, back at it. Another home gone to hell. Well, let me see if I can fix it. He moved her in to take care of me. Now, this letter has a lot of contradiction in it, so I want to say that first. Y'all been married for 4 years, been together 12, back and forth on your decisions. You didn't think you needed to get married to make your relationship work. You changed your mind. You had a wedding. Y'all both decided you want kids. You got a four-month-old. Then you said something. You said, you know it's harder for older moms. I don't know anything about that, so I'm assuming it is. I think it's just hard being a mom, period. Young, old, whatever. It just look like hard to me. Hell, I've never really fully enjoyed being a daddy, to be honest with you. So I would imagine if I'd have had to lay down and had this baby and handy and mad at me. I'm mad at somebody had to go through all this pain to have. Woo! Y'all
smell. Really?
Yeah, I mean, really, that's what really get on a woman's nerve. You went through all this labor and agony to have this baby. Now, this talking back. Mm-hmm. What? Do you know what I did to get you here? Man, that's what women be mad about. And I understand that because I can't understand that. So you 43, so, you know, you went on back to the office a month ago. Your husband is a flight attendant, so his schedule is all over the place. Now, here's his fix. He suggested that one of our good friends move in temporarily to help us with our daughter. See, all this is joint right now. Our good friend move in with us to help with our daughter. It's all consensual. It's all joint. She's divorced and in between jobs, so he offered to pay her. I thought it was a sweet gesture. See what you did? You thought it was sweet. But now I'm sick of her. Honestly, I'm sick of her and my husband, and it's only been 2 weeks. Because y'all got a stranger in y'all's house. But once again, though, before we come back, we're going to get into what I keep telling y'all about these opposite sex friends. I don't know how many times I got to tell y'all. But y'all not listening.
Thin.
It just, it don't ever work. And sometimes you learn sooner than later. It only took you 2 weeks. So we come back, I'm going to show you what the problem is. And here's a solution. I have several solutions.
All right, Steve. We'll have part two of your response coming up at 23 minutes after today's Strawberry Letter subject. He moved her in to take care of me. We'll get back into it right after this. All right, come on, Steve. Let's recap today's Strawberry Letter. The subject is, he moved her in to take care of me.
Well, and you thought, you said it was a nice gesture, right? But then you, it was a joint decision. Y'all decided to move her in to help. Y'all decided to move her in to help y'all with y'all's daughter. She divorced in between jobs, so you agreed to pay her. All this was discussed. Yes, yes, yes. And you said it was a sweet gesture. All right, now, honestly, I'm sick of her and my husband, and it ain't been but 2 weeks. I can't focus while I'm at work because I'm worried about what's going on with my baby, my husband, and our friend. Well, see what happened to the sweet gesture? Mm-hmm. I thought your husband's schedule was all over the place because he had flighted to. Mm-hmm. But now you can't focus at work because you wonder what's going on with your baby, your husband, and a friend. Let's take the baby off the list. That ain't what you're worried about. It's two grown-ups there. The baby fine. You worrying about the relationship between your husband and y'all friend. That's all this is. This is a there's a nice day bed in our baby's room, but our friend chooses to sleep on our couch so she can watch TV at night. Well, that makes sense. You ain't got no TV in the baby room. So the baby sleep, what's she supposed to do? She in there on the couch so she can watch TV. Y'all got a TV in y'all bedroom. Now all of a sudden, she more your husband's friend than mine. So I expect him to tell her to sleep in the bed and not on our other furniture. See, now why you assuming he should know that?
You want him to have a problem with it and take on the problem because you got a problem with it. But you ain't said nothing to him about it, though. But I should have known he wouldn't do it because they sit up all night kikiing and playing cards.
Ain't nothing, nothing. Just don't know how to play nothing.
Here.
Just sitting around, just painting your nails. I can hardly sleep now because if they get quiet in the living room, I go peek in there to make sure ain't nothing going on. Girl, you about to worry yourself to death with this help at your house. She's more of a problem than a helper. How do I break the news to her that she's got to go? And how do I get my husband to be okay with my decision? Well, I know a lot of married people. And sometimes the wife don't how you feel about her decision. I'm just saying.
Sometimes. You are correct, sir. Yes.
She's just going to do what she want to do. But obviously, you feel some kind of way because it was y'all's friend. It was a sweet gesture. You thought it was a good idea. Now that girl in there wearing you half to death. They sitting up kikiing all night. How many times I told y'all about these opposite sex friendships? How hard you think they gonna be laughing into the night for one of these laughs turn into a sly smile? And then that sly smile turned into a little hug. Next thing you know, your lips rub against her lips. Now you done slid some tongue out the corner of your mouth.
Oh, Lord.
Now where we at? Now we on this couch. Now this couch is a day bed, a night bed, and a pull out. Now it ain't so quiet in the living room no more. Now you done walk in, you can't hear nothing but TV.
Right. Right.
And to cover up the sounds, they done cut on the Western channels. Some cowboys and Indians, they're in there shooting.
Yeah.
They in there kissing so hard and kissing so hard and grinding, they don't even know you looking.
Woo! She's got to go.
She got that leg up on the back of that couch. You see what's about to go down.
Yeah.
But y'all friends, though. Remember that?
Yeah.
Yes, Lord. So, well, how do I get my husband to be okay with this decision? He not finna be okay with this decision. But you need to make this decision because you ain't getting no sleep.
No.
You can't play cards. You up all night, girl. You can't focus on your job.
Post your comments on today's Strawberry Letter at Steve Harvey FM on Instagram and Facebook, and check out the Strawberry Letter podcast.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show on 97.1 QMG.